12. Always good to have Kim Bolson on. Kim, of course, naturopath, author, and hormone consultant. Good morning.
Good morning, Graham.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Not bad. You learn something every day. I did not know that we humans generate a brand new skeleton every 7 to 10 years.
Absolutely.
How the dickens do we do that?
Well, the bones are constantly undergoing non-stop makeover, Graham, as is a lot of the body tissue.
Yeah.
We're breaking down, rebuilding, and, different parts of the body, three areas won't ever rebuild, but most of the other cells in the body will turn over at different rates. The liver will turn over every year or so. Your skin turns over every 2 weeks. You get brand new skin. Lining of the intestine, the large bowel, every 5 days. That has a bit of a rough old time in the lining of the intestine. But every 5 days, and your skeleton turns over and rebuilds around about every 10 years. So even though people might think they're middle age, 45, 50, they may actually have an average age of all the cells.
Oh, beauty.
Of only about 10.
We may be younger than we think.
We are younger than we think, exactly.
Yeah. So obviously we must need to do something to help that process along.
Especially with the skeleton, definitely.
Okay. So what, more vitamins?
I think you're really best off tackling it from a lifestyle point of view, first of all. So certainly with vitamins, but the lifestyle, I've got three areas here that I'd just like to discuss. You know, the Western diet is a bit harsh on the old bones, as it is on the liver. And so things like excessive intake of sugars and soft drinks and anything that draws calcium from the bones and the teeth is not such a good thing to do. Getting your alkaline and acid foods in a better mix. Alkaline foods are your veggies and, your fruits and the salads and that sort of thing. So, we don't want to stress the bones too much by having a highly acidic diet, which really is what the Western diet is. So we've got so much rethinking to do in the way we eat. And I think it's actually happening, which is good. Vitamin C, vitamin C is one of those big, really big nutrients. It's a huge mineral, and it requires really good stomach acid or an acid of some sort to break it down. And so it also requires things like your magnesium and your trace elements. So for all your viewers or listeners out there, try not to get into the habit of just taking singular calcium or calcium carbonate, because look, you're going to do yourself a disservice. It needs its brothers and sisters around it in order to absorb. It's very difficult to get calcium into the bones, and I usually recommend my clients take it before bed, because we actually lose calcium a little bit quicker at night time than we do through the day. Magnesium is just as important. Yeah, so there are a few other nutrients too. Your D's, Graham, we won't get sunshine today, but
nope.
You can get vitamin D from your sun. And also the liver of cod and halibut, the fish, the livers of these fish, very high in vitamin D, and really inexpensive to get over the counter. So cod liver oil caps, halibut liver oil caps, and vitamin K from your leafy vegetables will also help very much in promoting good bone strength. Actually, it's an interesting point I just thought of. The largest animals in the world have been vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose.
Huge skeletal structures.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Elephants.
Elephants.
Giraffe.
Dinosaurs. Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Mm. I read somewhere in one of your articles that we need more boron.
We do.
What? Boron? I thought that was what they used to put in petrol many years ago. You know?
I don't know.
I think it was Esso or one of those with boron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it make your engine go faster?
I don't know. What's boron?
Well, boron is one of the trace minerals, again, found in soil. And most of the extra good mineral formulas that naturopaths will often recommend will always contain boron.
Mm.
And what it does, it just magically helps calcium infuse. It helps it break down. It helps it get into the bones, into the calcium-rich structures much easier, including the teeth. So it's just one of those little helpers. Without, all the bits around it, you can't sort of take isolated nutrients and hope to goodness that it all magically work, because everything is working in connection with each other.
Okay. Best advice would be for someone to go and talk to a naturopath.
Yeah, and on that point, don't forget exercise, because the best exercise for bones costs nothing.
Absolutely.
Walking.
Okay. Are you in our area visiting sometime in the near future?
I'm in Warwick, actually, again this Friday. So if anybody wishes to make an appointment, please call 3848 9800.
Okay. You can go to Kim's website, which is kimbalson.com, KIMBALSON.com. Naturopath, author, and hormone consultant, Kim Balson. It is always good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Graham. 17.